Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today's topic hits close to home because let's face it, we all get hurt. Life throws curveballs, people make mistakes, and sometimes those wounds can linger long after the initial sting. But what if I told you there is a secret weapon against emotional baggage? A powerful tool that can actually heal those wounds and set you free? It's called forgiveness. And no, before you roll your eyes, this isn't about condoning bad behavior or letting people walk all over you. This is about understanding the true power of forgiveness, not for them, but for you. Holding on to anger, resentment, and bitterness is like carrying a heavy backpack filled with rocks that weighs you down, limits your mobility, and keeps you tethered to the past. So, how do we break free? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you unlock the power of forgiveness. First, remember that forgiveness isn't about forgetting. Ever felt like someone just rubbed salt in the wound? Trust me, I've been there. It's okay to acknowledge the hurt, the anger, and even the pain. Don't try to sweep it under the rug. But holding on to those raw emotions keeps you stuck. Forgiveness is about choosing to let go of that grip, acknowledging the hurt without letting it define you. Second, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It takes strength to forgive, especially when it feels like you've been wronged. Think about it, it requires compassion, empathy, and a willingness to see things from another perspective. That's powerful stuff, folks. Letting go of the need for revenge or retribution frees you from that cycle of negativity. Third, forgiveness is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. It takes time to heal emotional wounds, and that's okay. Be patient with yourself. There will be ups and downs, moments of anger, and times when it feels easier than others. But keep in mind, every step towards forgiveness is a victory, even if it's just a small one. Fourth, understand that you're forgiving for you, not them. This isn't about excusing bad behavior or condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing yourself from the prison of anger and resentment. By choosing to forgive, you reclaim your power and choose peace. Think of it like this. Holding on to those negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You can choose to forgive someone without necessarily rekindling a relationship with them. It's about finding inner peace and freeing yourself from the emotional burden they carry. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is dealing with the fallout of a major betrayal by her best friend. The pain is raw, she feels betrayed and heartbroken. She spends weeks consumed by anger and resentment, replaying every moment in her mind. The cycle keeps her stuck in a dark place, unable to move on. But then, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts practicing forgiveness, acknowledging the hurt without letting it define her. It's not easy. There are moments when she slips back into anger, but with each step towards forgiveness, she feels lighter. She begins to see her best friend's actions through a different lens, understanding that their flaws don't diminish Sarah's worth. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to heal. The backpack of resentment lightens, allowing her to move forward with grace and resilience. This isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing herself from the emotional shackles of the past. So, my friends, remember this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a powerful tool that can unlock inner peace, heal emotional wounds, and allow you to embrace life with renewed strength and joy. Don't underestimate its power, it could be the most liberating act you ever take. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with forgiveness? What helped you let go of those negative emotions? Share your stories and insights in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep that mental armor shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.